Unit 13. Universal Design. The seven principles of universal design were developed by a group of architects, product designers, engineers, and environmental design researchers. The purpose of the principles is to guide the design of living and working spaces, products and methods of communication that benefit the widest possible range of people. Designing a product or a living, working environment involves the consideration of aesthetics, engineering options, environmental issues, safety concerns, industry standards, and cost. Usually, designers focus on the average user, but UD aims to also include the non-standard user. The exact details of all seven principles cannot be fully explained in a short article such as this. Instead, a general idea of their application can be seen in examples of the principles in action. First, there are many examples that already are common features in modern society. In cities, you may have noticed special bricks in the sidewalk that have bumps and form a path that a blind person can follow. At crosswalks, there may be audible signals for those who are blind. Accommodations for the handicapped include special access toilets, installation of ramps and elevators that speak and have buttons within reach of a person in a wheelchair. These are common designs that accommodate more people than just the average user. Universal design also aims to include not just those with disabilities, but other people outside of the average, and of course within the average. It considers, for example, the needs of very tall or short people, both left-handed and right-handed people, strangers who don't speak the local language, and people who have special needs. When you see a sign that explains how to use a machine and also has pictures along with the explanatory text, it is an example of universal design principles in action. A selection of words used to explain the seven principles may show, in general, how the principles work. Flexibility, simplicity, low effort, choice, adaptability, compatibility, and safety are some of the goals outlined in the principles. UD can be applied to any product or environment, such as tutoring and learning centers, conference exhibits, museums, recreational areas, homes, and work sites. Surely it is a worthy goal to include more than just the average user. There are critics of UD that point out the contradiction of trying to meet individual, unique needs at the same time you want to cover the needs of the average user. They say that the guidelines in UD are too vague. However, revisions and improvements to the principles are taking place to answer the critics. If you have ever been in a situation where you have had a disability, either temporary, like a broken arm or leg, or a long-term disability, you may be thankful that thoughtful designers are using the principles of universal design.